The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Happy Halloween, everybody. Happy Halloween. Love Halloween. Love Halloween. And what's so exciting about Halloween is even after Halloween is over, right, then we got Thanksgiving. And then we got Christmas. So it's all exciting. I get to decorate my tree at Opportunity Village this weekend. They have like a magical forest. It's really cool. Where I live in Las Vegas, there's a an organization, a charity called Opportunity Village, and they have probably one of the most brilliant Christmas displays and even Halloween displays, where you could go and decorate the tree, and you walk through a forest of decorated trees and a lot of companies sponsors. It's just really, really cool. So I'm just all excited. I just love this time of year. So much fun. Today I'm going to teach you guys about how to deal with your phobia. All right. And what is normal and what isn't. Over the break, we had been talking about phobias in the previous hour. And over the break, someone wanted to know, you know, at what age are you supposed to stop being afraid of ghosts? Per se, because you think your kid has a phobia. How do you know if it's a phobia, or how do you know if it's a real fear? So we're going to talk about that, okay? We're also going to be talking about a pig dog. Apparently, there's a dog that people have been calling a pig dog because it is a half dog who looks like he sits like a pig. Well, we figured out what the DNA is on this dog, and I'll tell you about it. I don't understand why they're calling them a pig dog. That doesn't really make sense. Alright. We had just reviewed which I urge you to do always listen to previous hours. We had talked about cookware and what seems to be the safest. And I know I was kind of getting cut off at the end, so I'll quickly review that. But what is the safest cookware, and why are people freaked out about Teflon, aluminum, etc.? And then it looks like a judge has stepped in with this American nurse who had treated Ebola patients and who didn't want to quarantine and decided to ride a bike anyway. We have a judge now stepping in today. So as you can see, we got a lot to talk about. But we're never too busy to take your questions, your calls, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, we have to put our clocks back an hour so we get an extra hour of sleep this Sunday. All right, because daylight savings time, I forget if it ends or it starts. I forget what the difference is when it starts or ends, but all I know is you get that extra hour of sleep. It ends. Daylight savings time starts in the beginning of the year when you spring your clocks forward, and it ends, in the fall. For those of you that are going to forget, set your alarms now for 1:55 in the morning on Saturday night, so that you could wake up on time to set your clocks back. All right, what happened here today? So, say a judge on Friday, which is today, ordered the nurse, Miss Hickox, to obey a state-imposed quarantine after she defied Maine officials and went for a bike ride. The temporary order was from Charles La Verdier. chief judge of the main district court. And apparently it kind of turned up, they say, the heat, according to Reuters, of this confrontation that's been going on between New England state officials and nurse Casey Hickox. Remember, the nurse got really, really upset at Chris Christie because he had her quarantined, and he's like, fine, go back to Maine and deal with the quarantine there. Get out of my state. Fine. So now Maine and she are going at it. She's upset. I understand why she's upset. I understand. I would do the quarantine because, and even though I would go crazy with it, it's just, after what happened with the New York City doctor, people are scared. The last thing I would want to do is, if God forbid I was carrying it, be a threat. So I would do it, but I understand why she's not liking it, okay? I mean, it's easy for us to say go quarantine yourself for 21 days. We get to sit here and still go trick-or-treating. We get to still go to work and support ourselves, so I understand. And I wonder, does anybody get financial assistance if they do have to be quarantined? Here they are. They're Doctors Without Borders, Nurses Without Borders. They're, donating time. They're putting their lives on the line. Then they come back and we have to quarantine them. But she's not going down without a fight. So she's been going out for a bike ride. I think she ordered a pizza, and that's been causing a lot of stir. Some of you go, let her go and get some fresh air, for crying out loud. Others are like, this is selfish. So that's not for us to decide. I'm just here to report the news. So the judge instructed her to submit to direct active monitoring and to not be present in public places like shopping centers, movie theaters, or workplaces, etc., unless she has to go and receive necessary health care. She's 33 years old. She had tested negative. All right? Now, this is what I'm kind of confused about. Okay? She tests negative, but then I hear a report that she's asking for a blood test, or that she would choose a blood test to prove that she doesn't have to be quarantined. Well, if she tested negative, did they run the test? Now, keep in mind, just like with HIV and a lot of viruses, you could be negative and then later cause the test to convert. All right. Many of you had asked, I don't understand that. If somebody tests negative and they release the nurses, what if it comes back? What if the Ebola comes back? Well, you're right. A test can only do so much. Okay? I mean, you could test negative. When I was stuck by a needle that had hepatitis C, luckily I didn't get hepatitis C, but I had to test myself for at least a couple years after to still prove to myself and everyone around me, no, nothing converted, nothing, I was okay. But so even if she did do a blood test, I would probably suggest a retest. But anyway, like I said, so we got a judge involved. I'm not sure how she's taking that. My guess is there's going to be a lawsuit. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently on this very, very spooky Halloween day, right? What do we get spooked out by? Do you get spooked out by ghosts and goblins and zombies? I get scared of my ratings. You know, usually at the end of the month, I get my show ratings. And that's always a very, very scary, very, very tense, blood-curdling, shrieking time. And so, I'm usually scared about that. Also, I'm scared when family comes to visit. But, you know, some of you guys have real, real phobias. And we talked about a few of them, right? Arachnophobia, agoraphobia. And there's some interesting phobias here. Hold on a second. I found this list. Okay? Autophobia. Fear of being alone. Androphobia, fear of men. Arithmophobia, you're afraid of numbers. According to psychologyatabout.com, bibliophobia, you're afraid of books. Barophobia, you're afraid of gravity. Let's say you're afraid of something ugly. That's cacophobia. Some of us are afraid of clowns. Calurophobia. Let me see. If you're afraid of trees, that's called dendrophobia. Let's say you're afraid of houses. Dematophobia. Fear of cats. Elurophobia. I'm not afraid of my cats. I'm afraid of my cats going pee-pee house. They go in pee-pee or throwing up on the new carpet. That I'm afraid of. So I don't know what that would be. That would be eluophobia, coprophobia, throw-up-a-phobia. I'm not sure. Fear of teenagers. Ephebiphobia. Some men are afraid of marriage. Gamophobia. You know about that? Gamophobia? Let's say you're afraid of the knees. You look at knees and it freaks you out. Genuphobia. Now, don't be giggling. These are some real things. Some of you are hemophobes. You're afraid of blood. Hemophobia. Some of you are afraid of the sun. Heliophobia. Maybe you have porphyria, so you're afraid that the sun's going to hurt you. Or you're taking an antibiotic like Bactrim or hydrochlorothiazide, and so you're freaked out that you're going to, have a skin reaction. What if you're just afraid of the color white? Leucophobia. If you are afraid of large things, you know, like I got a big butt, you may not be afraid of my butt, but you're afraid of things that are large, megalophobia. All right. We talked about ophidiophobia, fear of snakes, octophobia. What are you afraid of if you're an octophobic? No, not octopus. You're just afraid of the number 8. Now, many of us have this phobia, obesophobia. We have fear of gaining weight. Pedophobia. Some of you are scared of your kids. I mean, you freak out because your kids. Pedophobia, your fear of your kids. Where's like fear of menstrual? Venustrophobia? No, that has nothing to do with menstrual. Fear of beautiful women. You know, so when guys in high school, in college, used to hide and find places to just shutter themselves when I would walk by, it's because they had venustrophobia, fear of beautiful women. Or they had zoophobia, fear of animals. I don't know. Okay, so, you know, there, as you could see, you could be afraid. There's a name for anything you could be afraid of, okay? And if any of you guys have a phobia, I'd love to hear about it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when is it a phobia, and when is it a normal fear? So, like, for example, okay, helpguy.org it has a great section on phobias and fears. So let's say there's a dog. And you start getting nervous. It's a pit bull. It's a Rottweiler. You start to get nervous. That's not a phobia. That's a normal fear. It's a normal defense reaction because there's another animal. And that animal could bite you. You're in an airplane. There's some turbulence. You feel the plane drop. All right? That's a normal fear. You're about to go on air for the Dr. Dahlia Show and you start to feel some butterflies. Or you're at the top of a skyscraper and you're looking down and you're like, whoa, you know, or your blood's getting drawn and you start to feel queasy. Those are normal fears. When is it a phobia? Okay, well, let's say you're afraid of flying. It's a family member's wedding. It's a family member's big day and you just won't go. You will avoid at all costs just because you don't want to get into a plane. Or you will take a car instead. Now, mind you, okay, having somebody die in a plane accident or having witnessed a plane accident, I can understand that, but it would still be considered a phobia, okay? Let's say you get nervous looking up at, you know, being in a skyscraper. That's normal. But let's say there's a job, and it's a good job, and you get offered a job, but you won't take the job because it's on the 10th floor of a building and not ground floor. That's a phobia because it's affecting your life. You're not going to a wedding because of flight. You're not taking the job. You're going to avoid parks completely just because there could be a dog. You are sick and you don't want to even go anywhere near the doctor's office because you're afraid they're going to run a test. Now, what's normal? We talked about that email I got with kids. Well, kids will have, certain anxieties. They're supposed to. They're babies. It's a defense mechanism. Okay? And for evolutionary standpoints, they need to cry for help and call for mama when they are afraid or they can't fend for themselves. So it's all a defense mechanism. And according to Child Anxiety Network, if the baby's between 0 to 2, they're going to freak out if there's loud noises. They're going to freak out if there's a stranger. They're going to freak out by, like, big objects. Like, you bring them up to a refrigerator, like, oh, my gosh, ah, or a car. Sometimes they'll freak out unless they know it. Or separation anxiety. All right, they will not want to separate from their parents, and then they start to scream and a hoot and a holler. So when I have a little infant or a little baby brought in, and the baby starts to freak out, and the parents are like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I go, don't apologize. I need to see this because that means the baby's normal, okay? Now, when the kid starts to get between 3 and 6, that's when they start to like, well, you know what? I don't want to sleep alone. I want to sleep with mommy or daddy. It's dark. I'm afraid of the dark. Monsters, ghosts, strange noises, because they don't know what it is. They can't comprehend it. But they're also at an age where they know to be fearful. Okay? Once they, you know, are over 7 to teenagers, all right, then they're going to have other sorts of fears. So they shouldn't be really afraid of ghosts and monsters at that age. But now be more afraid of grandma or injury, grandma's coming. Teenagers and kids, now they're afraid of getting sick. They're afraid of, like, somebody getting cancer in the family and dying. They're going to start to fear that. They're going to start to freak out when they see tornado news or volcano stuff going on, like now in Hawaii, etc. They may be a fear of school performance, doing well in front of the class, reading in front of the class. So those are very, very common for the kids to adolescent, etc. Now, all right, what do you do? Okay, you have a phobia. First of all, how do you know? Well, because you start to change your life around it. You start to freak out. You do a lot of avoidance. You may sweat, have panic attack, feel like you're going to lose control. Like, if I see a spider now, I'll pee on myself, okay? That's a phobia. I pee on myself anyway, even if I giggle. So there's a lot of self-helps and books and things like that. What we always recommend, though, is if you do have a pretty disabling phobia, make sure you get some professional help. But a lot of times we do, like, the baby steps, like the little bit of exposure, okay? So, like, for example, you're afraid of dogs. All right, and we call this like a fear ladder, where you just go up a little notch. Okay, so the step one is, okay, just look at some pictures of dogs, okay?
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. 33 minutes past the hour on this very spooky episode of the Dr. Dahlia Show. So spooky that my power went out and my phone that is being charged is making weird sounds. I don't know if I believe in ghosts, but I believe something like really kooky is going on today. But that's okay. So really quickly, we were reviewing how to get over these phobias. You're afraid of flying, you're afraid of the kids, you're afraid of grandma, you're afraid of taxes, you're afraid of dogs. What do you do? All right, well, for example, with dogs, all right, what are some step therapies, baby steps? You're afraid of dogs. You're going to avoid the park. You're going to avoid a friend's house. You're going to avoid dating somebody because they have a dog, because you're afraid of dogs. Well, step one, just sit in a very comfortable room, your own house, where you're nice and feeling safe, and just look at some pictures of dogs. All right, I can handle that. Good, good, okay? All right, now why don't you watch a video with some dogs running around the video? Okay, and watch it good and hard. Okay, can you pretend you're there? No, please, 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 it's a scary movie. Just watch a video. Okay, see that? See the dog playing. All right, there's another dog eating a bone. Oh, wait, that dog's tearing up the little dog. Don't skip it. Skip, fast forward there. That one, good. Okay, step three would be, why don't you look at a dog through a window? This is being reported by helpguide.org. It's really cool. All right, just stare out the window. You see a dog? You got a window protecting you. Oh, the dog's looking. I know the dog's looking. It's okay. Say hi, the doggy. Say hi, the dog's looking at me. It's okay. Say hi, the dog. Hi, say hi, doggy. Hi, puppy dog. Ruff. Okay, that dog scares me too, but we're behind a window. It's okay. All right, good. Then, okay, you could do all that. You could look at the pictures. You could watch a video. You could look at the dog through the window. All right, now what I want you to do is stand across the street. You see that dog? The dog's on a leash. I'm going to hold the dog, and I'm going to hold the dog on a leash, and you're going to be across the street, okay? So you have a whole street to protect you. The bus will hit the dog if the dog tries to run after you. You're really protected. You're not going to let the dog go. I will not let the dog go, okay? Then maybe come 10 feet away, you know, close to the dog. Maybe come 10 feet away. Don't stand in the street because now you're going to get hit by the bus. Okay, maybe be on my side of the street. Then 5 feet away from the dog on a leash. All right? Now, if you could do all that, now we're ready to have you stand next to the dog on the leash. But the dog is going to go pee-pee all over my leg. You're right. My dog will do that. My dog will pee on you. You're 100% right. You definitely get points for stating the obvious, okay? But wear some galoshes and stand next to my dog. Oh, he's going to go pee-pee feet. I know he's going to go pee-pee. It's okay. All right? He's going to try to lick me in my... I know. That's what the dog does. You know what? I don't blame you. My dog... I wouldn't stand next to my dog. Okay, so now you're standing next to the dog on the leash. Okay? Now, what could you do after that? Okay, you're next to the dog. You're like, good, I'm done. What's the next thing you could do? Okay, well, now, why don't you have somebody who has a little... Not a chihuahua. Like a little fluffy... friendly, little, cute little dog that's not going to bark. Have somebody hold that dog, and you go up and you pet the dog. Then pet a larger dog on a leash, and then the final step, there's going to be a dog that doesn't have a leash, and you're going to pet that dog, like at a pet store, on the leash. Now, pet store can be very, very intimidating because everybody's barking, okay? But a lot of pet owners or pet stores have like a private room. The dog could sit there. Now, a lot of times the dog will run up and whatever. Sometimes little Shih Tzus, Lhasa Apso's are real easy to approach. Sometimes you breed a dog, but that's an example, okay? You also want to make a list, and you want to write down what you're afraid of and why you're afraid of it, okay? And then come up with your own plan. Don't just listen to the doctor. Come up with your own plan. See that you like it. All right, deep breathing exercises, those always help, okay? Let's say there's the thoughts that keep coming and going, I'm not going to get on a plane because it's going to crash. The plane is going to crash. You know, this is always hard for me with patients because they're right, planes do crash. Same thing with dogs. Dogs do bite. People get attacked by dogs. People get mauled by dogs. I mean, you know, their fears, and I tell them, you know, you don't want to tell a person that has a phobia that they're crazy. You know, you don't want to say that. You don't want to say, no, you're all, you know, bat poop. No, because there's a reason, all right? You know, why go up in a plane if that's a plane that's going to crash? A lot of people are still afraid of flying because it's September 11th. I don't blame them. I still, when I get on a plane, look around to see who's suspicious, you know? And then I try to figure out who could be the air marshal. So I try to, you know, sit next to them, if as long as it's not assigned seating. So, I mean, You're going to have fears. Nobody wants to be bit by a dog or be in a plane crash, etc. All right, and what we've done in society is train ourselves to be among wild animals. All right, yeah, our dogs and cats may be domesticated, but they still are animals. And sometimes my dogs and my cats go wild. We need to understand that. We appreciate it. So if you do have a phobia of some of these things, there's an argument that you are more sane and more psychologically healthy than those of us that have no problem bungee jumping with our pet pit bull out of an airplane. You see what I mean? Okay? Who's the crazy one? So, however, if it starts to interfere with your life and you are unhappy, there's other people going, Dahlia, I really don't ever have to travel. I love my home. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Don't make me get on a plane. I don't need to. I love what I'm doing. I'm fine. My life is fine. I leave them alone. It's not a phobia because it's not interfering with their life. But you have to flee for some reason. You have to get on a plane and you won't. I don't think it's a bad idea to start to overcome those. Okay? And that's what therapists are there to help you with. So, email me if you need any sites and where to go for help with that. But it's definitely a common problem. All right. Really quickly before I go into more stories, just to kind of, rehash what we talked about earlier today. We had a question on nonstick and Teflon cookingware and what could be some of the best things to cook on. We talked about how Teflon, if it's cooked to a certain degree, it could be giving off noxious fumes, even though we tell you not to breathe near them, etc. We also worry about certain leaching from copper and aluminum. And so sometimes stainless steel or ceramic may be the best choice, but I always tell people to kind of mix it up. One of you had also asked about hepatitis C treatments. How the hell, if you have hepatitis C, do you afford treatment? Some of these pills are $1,100 a pop. So I had recommended you want to talk to the pharmaceutical companies. A lot of times there's patient prescription assistance. There's also, I believe it's like needymeds.org. And even though the name may not sound that inviting, they have ways, I guess, for you to try to get discounts on medications and ways to approach it. If you have liver disease, there's the American Liver Foundation. They could help you. There's hepatitis C foundations. So I had brought up some websites on the previous show. Halloween, it's Halloween weekend. Quick reminders that it is one of the deadliest times of year for pedestrian kids. Okay, most years we see about 27 pedestrian deaths, yet if it's a holiday weekend like we're looking at tonight's Friday night, we could be looking at the compounding issue of drunk drivers. And back in 2011 when Halloween was on a weekend, there were 75 deaths. So be very, very careful. Make sure those kids have reflectors on them. Make sure the kids on the back of their outfits have the glow sticks if they're afraid for them to be at the top. Make sure they're not zigzagging house to house, staying on one side versus the other. Keep an eye on the candy. Check the candy out. Sample the candy like I always do. I am on candy sample control. Only give out a few pieces. Save the rest for nights. Halloween candy can last a month. Tell the kids they can have candy a little bit each night, right? But do not eat their whole bag or, what's it called? Pillowcases. That's what we're using. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI on this very, very spooky Halloween day, 48 minutes past the hour. I don't know if I'm a big fan of these apps that tell you when you're going to die and count it down to the last second. Apparently there's a report here that there's an app, all right, for, it's called Apple's Health Kit app. And it's for an Apple phone. And it's designed to help you get the most out of life by predicting when you're going to die. The app is called Deadline. And it's claiming that it could predict up to the second when you're going to drop dead. This is ridiculous. But you know what? It's Halloween. Why not? Uses a variety of data, like your blood pressure, your height, your sleep pattern, to come up with a prediction that is supposed to be accurate to the second. Yeah, really? According to company Gist LLC, writes on the page, you're going to die. Sorry. We all do eventually. An app costs 99 cents. And what if you knew the date of your death? What would motivate you to be healthier? The company claims that this health kit data, in addition to a few questions of your lifestyle, will give you that very scientific, predictable time of your death. I think this is absolutely stupid. All right. However, if it gets you to get your act together, all right, maybe I'll tolerate it. All right. Apparently, I have not updated my Apple iOS because I don't have enough storage, I don't think. But I suppose there's also a notification system. So if you have like the 8.1 iOS, whatever, it will keep your ticker updated on your home screen. So when you look at your watch, your phone as a watch, now, well, I got to be at this meeting, you will see the ticker on there to tell you when you're going to die. You know, we need to talk about the American Chemical Society took us through the process of how you die, the way the body, the bodily functions shut down, the bacteria and the fungi. We went through that. We went through that on how the body breaks down and dies. We're going to do that again. I should have probably done it for Halloween, but we had so much other stuff to talk about with the phobias, but it was some pretty cool stuff. We also talked about how your average forensic doctor can tell how long you've been dead based on the type of bacteria. Certain bacteria and certain pathogens take over. So they do a culture. They see that you've been dead for X amount of hours or days based on what's growing on you. Okay? So it's cool. I know. Damn. I wish I would have. I have that study for you, that article. Let me see when we die. I tell you, Google's not working quick enough. I'll have to do that when we have more time. Okay, so anyway, if you guys want to know your time and date, I would say go ahead and check out the app, but please be careful, okay? All right, don't be, if they say, 5 minutes, right, I'd be scared to death. Another very, very spooky thing is this pig dog. Okay, have you guys heard that there was this pig dog? A dog that is kind of half dog, but the back kind of is pig-like, so they call him pig dog. Well, apparently they tested his DNA, and they found that he is a boxer, chow chow, American Staffordshire Terrier, and has some Portuguese water dog, Alaskan Klee Kai, Scottish deerhound, Lakeland Terrier, and Maltese. That is a lot of different animals. And the dog sits. He has four legs, but a very weird-looking tushy. So they've been calling him Pig Dog. I don't really understand that. It's a gorgeous dog. I guess they say that they call the dog Pig. And not because they think it is a pig, but it looks like a pig. So they call the dog Pig. Yeah, poor dog. The dog has multiple health issues. Like, it's missing some ribs. The joints are off. Damaged vertebrae. But he's alive. And he's happy. I think he was born out in the wild. And I guess a woman had heard the barking. And then kept the dog. I don't know if kept the sisters. Not sure. Anyway, that's Pig, and it's really weird looking in back. I don't understand. That's a real weird looking dog, but that's okay. All right, 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. There was a poster that the CDC had discussing Ebola by contaminated droplets. Well, I guess the CDC had to pull the poster from its website because people were freaking out. It caused alarm. because it went against the medical advice that we're being told that the virus cannot be transmitted by the air. So the droplet spread, like the, you know, from sneeze, etc. I'm looking at the poster right now. This is what we talked about on the show. All right. If somebody is sneezing and spraying wet when they sneeze, that's bodily fluid. And we are being told that Ebola could be spread by saliva. Well, according to this, that's what they're discussing. But they had to pull the poster because it's going to make people upset. So according to this poster, it says, what's the difference between infection spread by air or by droplets? They say airborne spread. When somebody talks, coughs, sneezes, germs may land in the eyes, mouth, nose of another person. All right. If the germ is airborne, you don't have to touch a person. All right. It could just come through your breathing. So chickenpox, tuberculosis, etc. Droplet spread, they said, when the germs are inside what's being coughed and sneezed, and that enters the eyes, nose, or mouth. If you notice, it's very clear. It's very close. Droplets travel short distances, less than 3 feet, from one person to another. Droplet spread diseases include plague and Ebola. So how do you protect yourself from getting sick? They say wash your hands, cover your cough, avoid close contact with people who are sick, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth, clean and disinfect commonly touched surfaces. Okay, so now they had to pull that. Well, are you going to get the right education on this or not? Now, remember we talked about Ground Zero in terms of the Ebola, where it was a child who was 2 years old. And later, mom, grandma, sibling all died. They're now trying to go back and find all the people around Child Zero. I think they found about 47 of them thus far, but they're still looking. Oh, okay. Apparently, it was a child in Mali. Apparently, there was 141 different people who had contact with the two-year-old who had brought Ebola to Mali or had I guess been the start of this back in December. 57 people though have yet to be traced. And when you look at how quickly some of these people I don't want to say how quickly, but when you see how pathogenic this is, with a doctor who is in a complete hazmat suit, right, getting, you know, coming down with Ebola, it concerns you in terms of, well, maybe there's more to this. Maybe there is more droplet. In fact, one of the companies that makes the gowns is being sued, from what we understand, because the gowns are not Ebola proof. This is very interesting, okay? Kimberly Clark Corp, all right, according to a California surgeon, is putting people at risk because their gown is not Ebola proof. Now, Dr. Hirar Shahanian is a Los Angeles, neurosurgeon, I believe, and alleges that the company has known that their high-performance gowns do not meet the highest quality. So the lawsuits are already starting to happen. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DAI.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.